KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Once, early in my career, I was sitting in the writer's room during a particularly grueling rewrite, and we were all stuck on one joke. It was the last line of a scene, what some people call a scene blow, or a button, or a scene out, depending, I guess, on when you join the business and who you learn from. And we were stuck, all of us, and there were about nine of us in the room, maybe a dozen Emmys among us, not mine, of course, and several seriously rich guys, not me, of course, who had expensive cars and giant houses and giant second houses near some water somewhere, precisely because they were able to come up with things like the last joke in a scene. But at that moment, we all had nothing. And one veteran writer turned to another who was staring into space and asked, "What do you got?" "Not a thought in my head," was the reply. "Not even thinking about it. I was thinking about retiling my pool." And we all laughed. And then, a few seconds later, that same writer pitched the winning joke. And we all went home. See, what we needed, apparently, was a little mini vacation from all that thinking. We were thinking about that one joke so hard, and what we needed to do was think about something else, even if it was only for a minute or two. That's the power of a vacation, even a mini one. But for a writer, especially when you're in the traditional phase of actually writing rather than the collaborative phase of writing with other people or casting or having meetings, being on vacation is a lot like not being on vacation, in that wherever you are, you can write. Or not. And since most writers spend most of their time not writing, it's a little weird for a writer to suddenly declare after a few months of writing avoidance that he's going on vacation. I mean, from what? Well, that means from, frankly, feeling guilty about not writing. Because for a writer, there are really only two modes, not writing and feeling guilty about not writing. But it's different for other people. I have a friend in finance who convinced himself for several years that by taking his family to Hawaii for their vacation, he was hacking the time zone system. He could get almost a full day of work in from, say, 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. when his kids woke up. And then he could hang out with them on the beach and by the pool and snorkel, whatever, feeling stress-free. I mean, after all, the markets back east were closed. Everyone he worked with was home. "It was really special time with my kids," he'd say. "These are precious memories for them. I get to focus on them and just be with them, you know? This is what they'll keep in their hearts. This is how I want them to think of their childhood. Just me and them on the beach in Hawaii." Except what he didn't realize until his wife and children staged a kind of intervention was that by getting up at 3 a.m. and working for 6 hours and then hanging out with his kids, by 2:30 in the afternoon or so, he was an irritable monster. The precious memories his kids were collecting were of a manic, mood-swinging crazy man who at a certain point every afternoon began screaming at them and then fell asleep suddenly in his poi. Which is why vacations are very tricky things. Mine, for instance, begins today. And I've got a lot of work to do. Although, maybe the right thing is to take a series of mini-vacations every 30 minutes. That seems to work for a lot of rich writers I know. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will add a laugh track for KCRW. This is Rob Long.